If you test positive for the coronavirus or have been in close contact with someone who's been infected, the next step is at least 10 days in isolation. But while you're in isolation, doing your part to break the chain of infection, how do you get food? Who pays the rent? And who takes care of the kids? WBUR's Martha Biebinger spends a morning with the person who helps sort all that out.
Yes, good morning. It's Louise again. How are you right now?
I'm okay, I'm fine.
Excellent, lovely. So you able to get your milk?
Louisa Schaefer is checking in with a woman who has a mild case of COVID. They spoke earlier this morning, just as the woman who's isolating at home was about to slip out for a quick trip to the corner store. Schaefer made sure someone else picked up the milk.
Most of the time it's the simple things. The simple things can spread the virus.
Schaefer works as a care resource coordinator in the state's contact tracing program. Her job is to ensure that people who have COVID or those who must quarantine because they've been exposed to the virus have what they need in the refrigerator and beyond to stay put.
That's my priority. I have to put a milk on the refrigerator immediately. Yeah. Or if she said, I need a medication, I have to call pharmacy and make a delivery.
Most requests are for food, medicine, or cleaning supplies. But COVID patients may be out for weeks and need help applying for food stamps, rental assistance, health insurance, or unemployment. In one case, a woman had worked in the laundry room at a nursing home and was told she would not be paid while out sick. Schaefer got in touch with the contact tracing program's attorney, who reminded the company that paid sick leave is required during the pandemic.
So now everything's in place. Now she got started getting paid.
There are glitches. The local food pantry runs out of food. People who are undocumented fear losing their job and return to work. Schaefer, who is on loan to the contact tracing project from her job at Brockton Neighborhood Health Center, has deep roots in this community. When one of her cases is denied food stamps, she texts the program's regional director.
His staff works very quick to provide the food the next day.
Schaefer and other care resource coordinators have helped about 10,000 people through the state's community tracing collaborative so far. Demand is likely greater in Brockton, with higher infection rates than most of the state, and a 29% lower median household income. John Welch is with Partners in Health, the nonprofit that's running the state's contact tracing program.
So many people are on this razor-thin edge, and it's often a single diagnosis, like COVID, that can tip them over into this place where a role like a resource coordinator becomes essential in them getting back to a sense of health, a sense of wellness, a sense of security.
But Welch, who is advising other states, says the importance of helping someone with food and rent while they isolate isn't getting enough attention.
I don't see that as a universal approach with other contact tracing programs across the U.S.
While most local health departments across the country offer food and other assistance for people asked to isolate, many contact tracing programs that schools, employers, or states are rushing into place during the pandemic just cover the basics.
Get your positive case, find out the contacts, call those people, read the script, you move on. And that's really not how people's lives work.
Adrian Casalotti is with the National Association of City and County Health Officials.
Individuals' lives can be messy and complicated, and so sometimes helping them through to be able to drop everything and keep us all safe, we can help them through the challenges they might have to make that the easy choice.
Casalotti acknowledges that this support role and services add to the cost of contact tracing. She urges more federal funding to help with this expense, an extension of paid sick time, and more money for food banks, so that people exposed to the coronavirus can make sure they do not give it to anyone else. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.